I gotta tell you, I'm digging this thing so far. The more I add to it with the bonsai tree and the rock and the lights, I think it just might be the clincher that I need to get a primetime spot in Brian's office. Oh man, he's gonna love it. He's gonna be so impressed. I reached out to both my brother and my sister to try to get them to casually bring up the desk in conversation with Brian to try to gauge if he might want it, and they both came back to me with nothing. My sister had no clue if he would want it or not, and my brother said, "What? Of course he'll want it. He loves that kind of crap." So I've pretty much learned nothing.
In traditional woodworking, what is hide glue? And why is it sometimes preferred over modern adhesive?
I think hide glue is somewhat reversible. You can take it off if you heat it up.
I got it? Yeah, baby!
I was like, where is he going? Like, this is nothing. And then it says reversibility.
Let's go, baby! That's 6 points toward my final score.
You may be thinking, why didn't he just put the lights in before he put the sand in? That would have been way easier. Well, I have a very good reason. It's called mind your own business, nosy. I did a poor job planning, okay? Are you happy? I'll be honest, other than the fact that I could use the sand to weigh down the wire while the glue hardened, it was pretty inconvenient. That maker title is just becoming a vapor in my grasp as I speak. I did my best to try to route the wires low and out of the way so that when you're raking, you won't get all caught up in the wires, and I think it worked pretty well. My wife gave me the idea to put these under the sand. I'm telling you, man, if you need some aesthetic and design help, go get yourself a wife. I bought a mug warmer and wanted to see if it would work for the hot stone task, so I ran a little test. Both started hot. I put one on the mug warmer with a little slate as my stone and one on my workbench. And after 30 minutes, my slate cup only increased in temperature. This'll do great. This mug warmer has a vent on the bottom, and if it's completely surrounded by sand, then it could possibly overheat or catch on fire or something. I don't know. As cool as a little fire pit might be on this table, it's probably not a good idea. So I need to figure out a way to have that vent exposed underneath and not leak all the sand from under the table. At the end of the day, this table's about blessing Brian now and showing him how much I love and appreciate him, but if I do this wrong, it could very easily become a burden, so I want to try to avoid that. I sealed up a lot of the holes on this table with hot glue, and that ain't gonna work here. I hope that's obvious to you. So I decided to go with epoxy putty. I'm at a bit of a mad dash to finish up this table because Brian's coming in a couple hours for the final reveal, and I still have to set up this hot rock, beautify the bonsai, and I still have no plan for the hidden compartment. Things are not looking bright for my maker status.
Oh, no, no, no. Stop. Stupid.
If it isn't obvious to you, I didn't come up with the specific challenges Brian gave me, but I did plan those criteria. The criteria are craftsmanship, faithfulness to the build requirements, and beauty. And Brian's gonna judge me out of 10 on each of those. But here's the thing. We recorded that setup in trivia a few weeks ago, and I had an idea. I want to change one of the requirements, and I don't even think he'll notice. And before you accuse me of cheating, hear me out. I want to change the beauty criteria to wantability. That'll give me a pretty accurate gauge of whether he wants this thing or not. So if he gives me a 2 out of 10, I won't even bother offering it to him. We'll see what happens. About a year ago, Brian and I went on a crazy adventure for Team Edge where we drove 30 miles through the desolate Utah wilderness in the tiniest little car you could imagine. It was so much fun and the perfect way to wrap up 8 awesome years. Well, I wanted to infuse a little memory of that into this desk. And that's where this comes in. This is some glass, maybe obsidian, that I found just sitting on a rock out there. I haven't known what to do with it for the past year and thought this would be the perfect way to instill a little meaning into this table. I'm trimming this tree as a way to avoid my last final challenge before I can call this table finished. The hidden compartment. Oh man, this is my nemesis. I've been coming up with nothing but garbage ideas. A few days ago, I thought printing this would be a good option. And yes, this is a giant Oreo. I thought about sticking it in the sand and decided that would just look so dumb. So I tried another option. I found a little puzzle box online and decided to give that a try. I hadn't looked into it much, just went on my phone and pressed print. Wish I had looked into it because this thing had a lot of pieces. Well, we're back to a couple hours before the big reveal and things are not going well. See, the thing that I haven't told you is that halfway through the build, Brian told me that he wanted the box to open with a hidden key. So now I have to think about that. I worked on this thing for at least an hour. It was failure after failure, and I was not about to lose that maker title, so I decided to push back the judgment a day and trash this thing. Hopefully that doesn't affect my score. I had to step back and rethink things. After a little more digging, of course, I printed another box, thinking this one might finally work. At first it was going okay, but the more I tried to make it so that the key would work in the sand, the more it all started to fall apart. Every tweak just made it worse, like I was wrecking the table instead of adding something cool to it. All I could think about was meeting the criteria of making this stupid box. I was starting to get pretty frustrated trying to get this thing to work. Then I realized, why am I even doing this? Trying to force this hidden compartment is just gonna cheapen the whole thing. Honestly, I don't even care about the maker title anymore. I just want Brian to actually enjoy the table. That's what this is about. And I think he'll enjoy it more without it. Adios, box! That's the smile of a free man right there. Maybe I lose the challenge, maybe I don't, who cares? I'd rather make something Brian actually loves. I still don't know if he'll want it or not, but that's his choice, and honestly, I'm good with that. It's not about me anymore. It's time to put the finishing touches on this table, and as I do, I'm feeling a lot of satisfaction. It feels great to finish a project, and at the same time, not really worry about what the end product says about me. Honestly, I think it just feels great to give someone a gift. So let's do it. Let's see if he likes it, and see if he wants it.
Oh!
I'm nervous. Me too, because you're like, be honest. And
okay, Brian, you can look at the table in 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Oh, no, these aren't real.